Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great nation that is feeling the departure of a great and much beloved American. And it's been amazing to me to watch the way that people who didn't know him at all have reacted, as if they were actually losing a close friend to the news of the death of Joe Lieberman yesterday. And we'll be speaking with one of Joe's closest friends, and also an old friend of mine, Lanny Davis, who actually was working for Bill Clinton at the time that Joe Lieberman, as a courageous Democrat, but a moderate Democrat who believed there were higher things than politics, risked his entire political career to chastise Bill Clinton about what happened and ultimately caused his impeachment by the House of Representatives. Of course, you know the rest of it, that Bill Clinton was not voted removed from office by the Senate. The impeachment failed, as they often do, and were designed to do. Our founders wanted impeachments to be very difficult. We'll be speaking with Lanny Davis about what it was about Joe Lieberman that gave him the courage to abandon his Democratic Party and to campaign across the country with John McCain, who was running against Barack Obama as the Republican nominee. I actually participated in a political event for John McCain together with Joe Lieberman in Cleveland, Ohio, which was a while ago. Meanwhile, one of the things that was remarkable about Senator Lieberman was his focus on American security. There is a column that can scare the heck out of you, but it's very important. It's called America at Risk. It's by Daniel Henninger in today's Wall Street Journal. And the pull quote, Biden and Trump both know the details of the threat. Does either one have a plan? And what he's talking about is the kind of threat that Russia saw promulgated against it. The threat of Islamo-Nazi terrorism hasn't gone away. It hasn't disappeared. It's taken different focuses, but it is still there and still very much something that the United States needs to address. We will be discussing that with Ambassador John Bolton, who has been warning about the dangers of international terrorism for a long time. Former UN ambassador, former national security advisor to President Trump. He will be joining us and about the way that Joe Biden right now is tremendously mishandling the ongoing war in Gaza. And then speaking about an ongoing war, the battle over Donald J. Trump's ongoing battle against the legal system. He has at least four trials coming up. We'll be speaking with Professor John Yu, who is a leading conservative legal scholar, professor at the University of California at Berkeley. We'll be speaking to him about what is likely to happen or to come across as a result of these various trials and accusations and what people call lawfare against President Trump. By the way, what's fascinating about that is every once in a while you have some of the comedy shows on TV that call something to the attention of the public that the other, quote, serious news shows haven't done. And that was true on The Daily Show, actually, where they found some old tape from January 7th, the day after the riots at the Capitol building. And there were responsible voices, including the voice of the President of the United States, the day after the January 6th riot, what Democrats call the insurrection. The President of the United States, Donald Trump at the time, said that there must be consequences for the rioters and what they had done. This is what he said to the nation.
You may remember, back when January 6th happened, there wasn't much of a question about this at all. Everyone who was not wearing horns agreed. The people who did this had to be punished for it. Even the guy who they were wearing the horns for agreed that there had to be consequences for their violent actions.
Like all Americans, I am outraged by the violence, lawlessness, and mayhem. America is and must always be a nation of law and order. The demonstrators who infiltrated the Capitol have defiled the seat of American democracy. To those who engaged in the acts of violence and destruction, you do not represent our country. And to those who broke the law, you will pay.
You hear that, people who broke the law? You're going to pay for that. So says the person who told you to break the law. No one has reversed his position on the Trump mob as hard as Donald Trump himself. He went from demanding that these criminals go to prison to promising that he's going to get these heroes out of prison.
Trump called those now serving prison sentences hostages and patriots.
You see the spirit from the hostages, and that's what they are, as hostages.
Suggesting he'd pardon them as soon as he gets back into office.
The first day we get into office, we're going to work with the people to treat those unbelievable patriots, and they were unbelievable patriots and are. Release the J6 hostages, Joe. Release him, Joe. You can do it real easy, Joe.
Really? You can do it real easy, Joe. He's talking not about Lieberman. He's talking about Biden, of course. But what is it that made the people who perpetrated the riots, including the geophysicist who just got sentenced to 5 years in prison because he dragged a police officer down the steps and that dragged him to the other rioters who then proceeded to severely beat him. And, I mean, honest to goodness, the idea that these people are heroes and unbelievable patriots. And there's a question that Jeremy Steiner, Pride of Hillsdale College, who's worked for so many years with me on this show, this is a great question, and it's one I never thought of. And the question is, okay, President Trump obviously sincerely believes he won the election. He didn't lose the election, that the election was stolen. The question is then, why did he leave? Why did he vacate the White House? In other words, if he was so convinced that he had actually won, which, by the way, he did not, and the idea that somehow the more the evidence piles up that the election actually was legitimate and it was fair and it was a 7 million vote margin. A 7 million vote margin as opposed to the 3 million vote margin that Hillary Clinton won with in the first election. But she recognized that she lost. And the whole question that this is a legitimate election issue. By the way, it's interesting. Joe Lieberman lost a contested election. He was the vice presidential nominee when Al Gore was nominated. And somehow they managed to get that one settled without attacking the Capitol building and defiling the seat of power, which sounds like a bathroom accident that President Trump was talking about. We will be right back on the Medved Show.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night. And more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. This is $19.95 for a three-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
On the Michael Medved show, one of the things that is extraordinarily important is that we have real dangers in this country, and the dangers of international terrorism. And yes, Hamas, seems to have the sympathy and support of a lot of very active members of the Democratic Party who are willing to disrupt anything, including speeches by the President of the United States, the presidents of universities, senators, congressmen, anything, to chant, what about the 30,000 in Gaza? From river to the sea, all of Palestine must be free. And the extremism here, which basically asks us all to forget some of the lessons of 9/11, this is highlighted very effectively by Daniel Henninger today in his column. We'll post it at our website at michaelmedved.com, America at Risk. And he asks in the column, it seems reasonable to ask, will the U.S. wait for another 9/11 attack before doing what is necessary to avoid or deter it? The unhappy answer is that because U.S. politics has turned inward and memories are short, America likely will be unprepared for another internal catastrophe. Can anyone seriously say we are prepared for today's challenges, which include everything noted in that 9/11 Commission warning? We are in a Cold War with four traditional nation states, China, Russia, Iran, and North Korea. Simultaneously, the world, which alas includes the U.S. mainland, is beset almost weekly by challenges that surpass the boundaries of traditional nation states. Islamic State is on the move again, after regrouping in Taliban-controlled Afghanistan. And the Islamic State claimed credit for killing more than 130 people in Moscow at a concert, for God's sake, where they burned down the concert hall with these 9,000 people. Hamas, which, like ISIS, writes Daniel Henninger, adopted the tactic of posting its bloodthirsty attacks for view on the internet, may yet succeed as the sitting U.S. president hands bends beneath pressure from anti-Israel voters in the Democratic Party. Israel this week canceled a visit to Washington after the U.S. failed to block a ceasefire resolution in the United Nations Security Council. Since November, Yemen's Houthi tribe has fired drones and missiles supplied by Iran at U.S. naval vessels and commercial ships in the Red Sea, disrupting global trade. Closer to home, writes Henninger, the U.S. government reports that members of the Venezuelan gang Tren de Aragua are coming into the country across the southern border. One might argue that the border is polling high in national concerns, not because of the migrant flow, but because of U.S. overdose deaths from fentanyl made by Mexican cartels, which are amassing millions to buy weapons and political protection. FBI Director Christopher Wray warns repeatedly of the extramilitary threat from China. On Monday, the U.S. government publicly accused China of using its hacker army to install malware in our civilian infrastructure and defense systems. Okay, the idea that this is a real problem, today, the president, that's the president of Russia, recently reelected in a squeaker where his opponents held him to 87% of the Russian voters, at least according to the way the Kremlin reported the voting results. Russian President Vladimir Putin dismissed the idea that Russia could ever attack NATO. But he warned that any F-16 fighters given to Ukraine by its Western allies would be legitimate targets for Russian forces. Speaking to Air Force pilots yesterday, Putin said U.S. spending on defense exceeded Russia's and said, "Are we having this ratio? Going to fight with NATO or what?" Well, this is just nonsense. Asked about the delivery of F-16 jet fighters which a number of European countries have pledged to deliver to Ukraine. Putin said such combat aircraft would not change the war. In other news, Ukraine's intelligence chief claimed on yesterday that Russia was aware that a terrorist attack was being planned since at least February 15th. So why didn't they do anything about it? I mean, one of the theories, and we'll talk to John Bolton about this when he joins us on the show, one of the theories is that Russia wanted this attack to happen and wanted to have something to blame on the Ukrainians, even though they, of course, had nothing to do with it. Nothing at all. One of the big items of news today, politically, is that Chris Christie yesterday announced that he was not going to consider running for president on a no-labels ticket. It's very sad that Joe Lieberman had been one of the founding members of No Labels. And if there was anyone who was going to be rescuing them from that embarrassing situation they're in right now, the embarrassing situation right now is that there are more people, including me, by the way, who really don't want No Labels to field a ticket here. Because it would have no chance of winning. It would only have chances of damaging the electoral process. And the way that this election is shaping up, there's enough potential damage from the Robert Kennedy campaign getting a lot of people either to stay home or to waste their votes one way or another on Robert Kennedy. The No Labels group has struggled. They are writing in AOL.com. The No Labels group has struggled to put forward a ticket challenging both former and President Biden in the 2024 election. The group contacted Chris Christie about a potential run after he appeared to leave the door open to a third-party run in a public interview. I appreciate the encouragement I've gotten to pursue a third-party candidacy. I believe we need a country that once again feels like everyone has a stake in what we're doing and leadership that strives to bring people together. But this is not the time. And there's another reason he gives. He did not want to help President Trump retake the White House. So what about No Labels and the Joe Lieberman legacy? We'll be talking to Lanny Davis coming up on the Michael Medved Show.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. The cargo ship that caused the Baltimore Bridge collapse was reportedly carrying hazardous materials. Dave Collins with more.
On Wednesday, the head of the National Transportation Safety Board said the ship was hauling nearly 60 containers filled with hazardous materials, including corrosives and flammables, and that some of the containers were breached, creating a sheen on the water. He said a full investigation into the matter could take 1 to 2 years, and that a preliminary report should be released in 2 to 4 weeks.
There still remain many people missing in the wake of that concert hall terror attack in Russia last week. So far, the Kremlin's confirmed a death toll of 143 in Friday's ISIS-K assault. However, there are still as many as 100 people missing and unaccounted for. Russia's investigative committee published a list of names identifying those who are confirmed dead. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. Says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
And on the Michael Medved Show, people are very well aware in the midst of this presidential campaign that about 70% of Americans, and it's Republicans as well as Democrats, wish there were some other candidate for president right now other than Donald Trump and Joe Biden. And I think one of the reasons that's one of the reasons that the death yesterday, the very sad news that Senator Joe Lieberman passed away hit people so very hard. One of the best written reactions to that death is from one of Joe Lieberman's closest friends and also a very close friend of mine for going on 60 years, which is just unbelievable to even imagine. Lanny Davis, who was an aide to President Clinton, has been involved in Connecticut politics, and who worked on Joe Lieberman's very first campaign, where he was running for state senate in New Haven, Connecticut. And Lanny, what was it about Joe Lieberman that made him so special and so deeply able to connect with people even in his state senatorial district in the state of Connecticut and then later in the nation at large?
Well, first of all, thank you for having me on, Michael, and I really could answer that same question as to what makes Michael Medved so special, because you and I have had philosophical disagreements for many years, and some of them very strong, and yet we can be friends, and we can disagree agreeably, or civil disagreement, whatever the expression that you and I are able to maintain our friendship. And I won't even date us, Michael, but it's more than 50 years, that's for sure. So it's the same quality that you have that I'd like to think I have. Joe Lieberman was one of my best friends, like my soulmate. And since the first day that I met him when I was a freshman and he was a senior in Yale College, and he helped me, directed and managed me to succeed him 3 years later as chairman of the Yale Daily News, and then through Yale Law School, and then raising babies together, and then working with you in this first campaign together. We were like soulmates, and
well,
I cried.
You mentioned in your piece that Senator Lieberman was the godfather for your son, Seth.
Who we're seeing right now for the 316. You'll see him on TV, and he just posted on his very well-populated Twitter and Threads sites my piece about Joe, because he was Joe's godson because of my cowardice, since I refused to have the circumcision ceremony while people drank wine and a relatively drunken rabbi with a razor blade was going to do his work, and I refused to participate. And my mother insisted, and Joe said, "I'll do it, you coward, I'll do it. You have to be this little bit." And, of course, years and years later, Joe Lieberman won a United States Independent. And my son Seth and I came in to celebrate in this big headquarters celebration. Lieberman held his hands out and quieted everybody down of his victory and said, "Godson has just arrived." And Seth pushed the godfather's ring, and it's one of the many memories I have of Joe and my closeness, like family, and my grief that we've lost such a great man.
Well, part of what happened with Joe Lieberman is in a country that is so bitterly divided by partisan politics, because of his friendship with one of his other closest friends. Joe Lieberman was dear friends and colleagues in the Senate for years with John McCain. And when John McCain ran for president in 2008 against another U.S. Senator, Barack Obama, Joe Lieberman did the unthinkable. He went over to the other side. He attended the Republican convention. I did a campaign event with Joe Lieberman in Ohio for McCain.
My gosh.
People who don't know politics, that was such a big and courageous deal. Because you knew Joe so well, what led him to risk his entire status in the Democratic Party? Because after that race, after that, quote, defection, he lost the Democratic primary for his Senate seat, but then kept running, ran as an independent, and won anyway.
We'll begin with the, and then personal. The principle that there were U.S. interests at stake in the Iraq Saddam Hussein danger, and he and John McCain and Lindsey Graham, the three amigos they were called, was strongly in favor of taking, and that split the Democratic Party in its usual war, anti-war divisions from the 60s, and that was the beginning of his commitment and support for John McCain.
And then you were saying that was the principle, but there was also a personal aspect to it.
Yes. John McCain, Lindsey Graham, Joe Lieberman, and one other person became very close friends in the U.S. Senate. And the fourth person, maybe I'm revealing a secret now that you wouldn't want me to, I do all the time. Hillary Rodham Clinton became close friends with John McCain and Lindsey Graham. And, of course, Joe Lieberman, back to the days when he was running for the state senate, and Hillary Rodham and Bill Clinton were helping him along with Michael Bennett. So it all goes back to personal and friendship can overcome differences of opinion. Indeed, that's what's missing today, is we don't have in the vile, vitriolic, hateful what other adjectives can I use about Donald Trump's rhetoric and his politics of personal demonization? I can't say enough bad about the difference in his type of politics and the type of politics that can allow you and me to be close friends and disagree. Indeed, John McCain and Joe Lieberman. One was a conservative. Joe Lieberman was a liberal on every social issue, gay rights, civil rights, social spending, everything that's liberal. Joe Lieberman was a liberal Democrat. He just was a strong national defense foreign policy supporter, and that's what brought him together with McCain and others in the Republican Party.
Well, the other thing about apparently when McCain and Hillary Clinton, who were friends, part of that went back to a time they traveled to Russia together on a senatorial trip, and apparently they were doing a vodka consumption contest. That at least is according to some usually reliable sources. Is it not possible to imagine that kind of drinking together and celebrating together someday between President Biden and President Trump?
Never.
No. I think it's a long shot. Lanny Davis, his piece, it's entitled simply My Friend Joe, is a remarkable piece about somebody who never made it to the top prize. He ran for the presidency in 2004 after being nominated for vice president. And he joked about this. He said he never built up the Joe-mentum that he had been hoping to inspire. Lanny, thanks for inspiring us all with your piece. And Godspeed to you and your family. We'll be right back on the MedMed Show. Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. A lot of times on the Michael Medved Show, we're talking about the present, things that just happened. Sometimes we try to look toward the future, but we also try very seriously to look toward the past. And that's why it's a very good idea right now in this present moment to sign up as a Medhead Plus member. It gives you access to close to 100 history programs on the Medved Show, ranging from the American Revolution to the origins of the State of Israel to the history of political parties in the United States and the Constitution and world struggles like World War I and World War II and, yes, the Vietnam War. All available to you at a minuscule cost of 22 cents a day. Plus access to our show 24/7. Go to MedvedHistoryStore.com. You spend a little, you learn a lot.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
And on the Michael Medved Show, in honor of the passing of Senator Lieberman, which was sudden and very sad, the reports are that he had a fall in his home, and then he was rushed to the hospital in northern Manhattan. His home is in the Bronx, in the Riverdale section. And in any event, he all his life was a great supporter of the American military and an advocate for national security. And going back, in fact, to the days of Senator Scoop Jackson, who was a Democrat, another Democrat who was proud to be the biggest advocate for American preparedness and dealing with the dangerous world out there. Just to conclude what Daniel Henninger wrote today in the Wall Street Journal, and he obviously wrote this column before the news about Joe Lieberman became known, but he writes, amid this global chaos, the U.S. political system has thrown up, I think that's the right word, a 2024 presidential election pitting the hesitant, hobbled Joe Biden against an indeterminate, variable Donald Trump. The Security Council's ceasefire resolution, with its Biden-ordered abstention, didn't demand that Hamas release its hostages, including U.S. citizens. Five of them, by the way. At the same time, Trump allies in Congress are holding up passage of military aid for Ukraine. In both instances, the message of irresolution to our enemies puts us at risk. From the Middle East to Eastern Europe to the southern U.S. border, the world is filling with little green men, that's in quotes, proxies affiliated with the four nation states committed to winning a Cold War against the nation's democracies. Those four, of course, are Russia, China, Iran, and North Korea. Two countries on that battlefield, Israel and Ukraine, are fighting and dying for the rest of us. It's hard to blame those in the U.S. electorate who say they don't want to hear it, that we have problems at home, we're tired of endless wars. If only they were tired of endless wars. They're just getting started. Our military recruitment is dangerously down. Theirs is dangerously up. All roads lead back to the U.S. presidential race, writes Henninger. Mr. Biden is running around the country raising money. and Mr. Trump is sitting in courtroom spending it. Joe Biden is president. Donald Trump was. Both know the details of the current threat. America's voters deserve to know what each is going to do about it. And I think that is an important point. And President Trump and President Biden are serious about winning, national security has to be a major issue. And one of the issues being your willingness to actually confront some of the needs for a greater investment and more a decisive posture in the world at large. And right now, again, it's tough to say it because the campaign is so compelling, and the whole idea of a president and a presidential candidate being forced to spend his time in courtrooms dealing with charges against him, some would seem almost frivolous, but they're not quite. But the fact that the first trial he's facing is about the paying of $130,000 in hush money to a porn star who was asked to cover up her relationship. But that's a different story. The New York Times is reporting that for months Donald Trump's lawyers have approached his legal cases with performative aggression and a pugilistic style, peppering judges with mountains of motions, many of them filled with far-fetched claims. And the former president himself has often been a disruptive presence at the courthouse and on social media, going after witnesses, prosecutors, and even the relatives of judges. Justice Juan Merchan, who is overseeing Trump's upcoming hush money trial in Manhattan, made it clear this week that he's having none of it. After firing a few warning shots across the Trump team's bow, Merchan imposed a gag order on the former president this week, barring him from attacking any witnesses, jurors, or prosecutors serving on the case. Under the order, Trump cannot make or direct others to make statements about witnesses' roles in the case. He is also barred from commenting on prosecutors, court staff, and their relatives if he intends to interfere with their work on the case or about the jurors in his case. One of the big issues that has been brought up by the Trump campaign has to do with an image that had been posted on the internet, and it was posted under the heading of the daughter of the presiding judge, of Judge Merchan. And it was an image that had taken a picture of Trump and put it behind bars. So he was using that as an example of how biased this trial proceeding could be, because this was something that the presiding judge's daughter had done. The only problem is she had canceled her account on social media several years before this ever appeared. And she denies she had anything to do with it. In other words, somebody had taken her former account, revived it somehow, and put this this image there involving Trump behind bars. And this is not to say it obviously would be an inappropriate thing if someone so close to the presiding judge were prejudging the situation. Meanwhile, this is what we're worrying about at a time when America is facing real and dire risks. The illustration that they use in the Wall Street Journal for this important Daniel Henninger column about America at risk shows the black smoke coming off of the stricken Twin Towers on September 11th, 2001, and with a photograph taken just moments before those two towers fell. What is astonishing, and it's something worth thinking about, is that one of the reasons that I think you see that younger people, younger voters, are so much less concerned or involved with foreign struggles. For instance, in the war on Gaza, almost all the people who are chanting and marching and carrying Palestinian flags, carrying Hamas flags in honor of the Hamas terrorists, that many of those people are simply too young to have any direct recollection of what it felt like on September 11th. And again, there are many people here who are too distant, and distant because it's 10,000 miles away, to recognize the impact of not September 11th, but of October 7th. And by the way, there's another day that also belongs in that trinity of dark days, October 7th of 2023, September 11th of 2001, and December 7th of 1941. And this goes to this question, and there's a column I've just done that's coming up, is people are asked to judge about whether the reasons for fighting were valid for Israel or for Hamas. With some surprising survey results. This is from Pew Research Service. We will get to that and to much more with Ambassador John Bolton coming up in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of Carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.